On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
Today we're going to try two different brands of vodka-infused canned beverages. Mm. First, produced by the Horse Hollow Distillery in Lancaster County, PA, we have Jimmy Juice. They call it a refreshing, spirited, fizzy drink embodying the spirit of creekside culture and summer tubing adventures. These are all 8% ABV. Mom Water was created by a real mom and dad duo out of Indiana and is produced by the Blue Marble Productions in Indianapolis, Indiana. It is a non-carbonated vodka-infused water with no sugar, no carbs, and 90 calories per can. These are 4.5% ABV.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, everyone, to another suds segment where we don't buy into that flat earth theory.
Oh, but Barger does.
But we are open-minded, especially Barger. I mean, well, you know, flat earth can't be as bad as flat beer, though, right?
He's not even here to defend himself.
Which it is why help. We...
Yeah. Okay.
Works for me.
There's no better time to attack someone than when they're not there.
And your point.
Okay. Yeah, we are slick people here. Okay. I am one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana. Joining me at the table today is Good Old Boy Mike.
I am still waiting to make a good choice today, and this apparently was not one.
No. You didn't read the fine print when we had the invite, did you?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yep. That's that memo.
Good old boy Sparky, hello.
Hey, I laid down some plastic at home for after this episode.
Excellent choice. I don't know if I admire the planning or the execution, you know, more in this occasion. You know,
you probably should have done that to your car.
It's always the little things I forget.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Brings to the meaning of the word sway bar.
Hi, good old boy Dave.
But let me hit you with some knowledge.
Yeah.
What kind of knowledge?
It's going to be a good day.
All right.
Okay.
This stuff's going to be delish.
Oh, okay. You're just teasing our audience, aren't you? Well, folks, summer is here. And along with all the things that it brings with it, the yard work, the sunburn, the mosquitoes, and the return of our annual series, The Summer of Questionable Decisions, where good old boy Dave takes away our delicious craft beer and replaces it with whatever weird things, and I mean weird things, will catch his eye.
So I met you, baby.
Ow.
Wow.
Wow.
I'll keep score of
you. Yeah.
One for Juliana.
I may be going home with Sparky.
So, good old boy Dave, tell us what we'll be drinking and possibly spitting out of our mouths today.
Well, first off, I have a new special sound for the Summer of Questionable Decisions.
Do you?
Summer of Questionable Decisions.
Shake my hips just a little bit more.
Oh, my goodness. What an awesome measure of audio editing.
Oh, was that AI? I'm pretty sure that was AI.
Fantastic.
That is all real.
Wow.
Human.
Okay.
Stuff.
Okay.
That just used all of the energy in Memphis to create that one clip.
I don't think that I would ever envision the Elvis, you know, impersonation that I did would ever be reused as much as it has been, you know?
Exactly.
I'm sure that I'm going to get some award for the best original, you know, accent.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you will.
Yes. Woo.
Yeah. That's definitely gonna happen.
Definitely gonna be my Russian.
Oy, God.
Da baby da.
Pithy posse. Today we're going to try two different brands of vodka infused canned beverages.
Mm.
First produced by the Horse Hollow Distillery in Lancaster County, PA, we have Jimmy Juice. They call it a refreshing, spirited, fizzy drink embodying the spirit of creekside culture and summer tubing adventures. Mm-hmm. Named after a dog named Jimmy, who was known for his long days playing in the water, the drink captures the essence of warm days spent splashing in the creek, combining natural, in air quotes, ingredients and magic. Jimmy Juice is not just a drink, but a celebration of community, good something, and the carefree joy of nature.
The again?
These are all 8% ABV.
Now, this should not be confused with the other Jimmy Juice, which is an oil-based product that improves and nourishes the skin and hair of show pigs of all colors. Just let's make sure that we know which is which.
So we are not drinking that Jimmy Juice, okay? So in case you tuned in, you heard Jimmy Juice, you were like, oh, well, my show pigs are going to be shiny and, you know, bright.
It's not about the show pigs today.
You could give this to a show pig.
Maybe.
But I don't think it would make them shiny or bright.
And just to be clear, for anybody that thinks a refreshing fizzy beverage, that's not for Europhilia's people into that sort of thing.
This is,
yeah. Oh, I've already decided where to put it on my resume.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
No judging.
Along with the Jimmy Juice, we have some Mom Water. Mom Water was created by a real mom and dad duo out of Indiana and is produced by the Blue Marble Productions in Indianapolis, Indiana. It is a non-carbonated vodka-infused water with no sugar, no carbs, and 90 calories per can. Say hello to our mom squad, from the beach mom to the boss mom. There's a Mom Water flavor for everyone. Find your new go-to gal in stores near you or order online. These are 4.5% ABV.
So there's like a Karen-flavored Mom Water, right? Where you instantly get in fights with people?
Yes, that's the boss mom. All right.
Okay.
So anyways, so I'll be telling you guys the flavor as you try them.
Okay.
Yeah. And just, you know, we've got some Jimmy Juice and we've got some Mom Water and we're just going to go along with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's just roll.
Let's roll right into... Oh, wait. And we're going to taste these on the fly, as I just said. And then we are going to rate them from 1 to 5.
With a collection of belching sounds.
Yes.
Corresponding to how good they are or are not.
Yes. The suspense is terrible. I hope it'll last.
Yes.
Now, baseline, okay, we're not judging craft beer, okay? So a 3 is not a 3.
No, this is not a 3.
This is the Jimmy Juice scale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Be nice to Jimmy.
Dear Cicerone. Society. We're here on a different
day.
All right.
What's our first Jimmy Juice?
Okay. The first Jimmy Juice up for bids is the classic orange fizzy. And it is a orangey color.
If this was a hazy
lemonade.
If this was a hazy IPA, I'd be like,
it's kind of orange.
It is very yellow.
It kind of tastes like Fanta or Tang, carbonated with booze.
Mm. You do get a little bit of the vodka in there.
Like, it feels like there's aspartame loaded on this.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a very chalky thing going on.
Yeah. It's like smooth and then chalk.
Or some unnatural sugar of some kind.
You think? I'm not getting as much.
It said natural flavors, buddy.
Okay.
I honestly don't get the drying. Now, I'm not saying there's not some, but...
Like this is just sugar to me.
When we were doing like the hard Mountain Dews and stuff, you would get that really dry mouth feel at the end.
Scrape your tongue off. Yeah.
I don't get that as much with this.
Okay.
Yeah, this just is like a big sugary Fanta with booze.
Yeah, I can go with that.
Well, and it's 8%, so.
Wow, that'd get you there quicker.
And this is orange?
This is orange.
That's not orange.
See, I don't...
Classic orange.
Kind of orange adjacent.
Orange adjacent. Sure. Well, orange is very...
Here, let's rate this up before we go.
No.
Okay. Oh, folks, we're going with the two.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't have high hopes for the rest of this show.
Sparky, is the spit bucket by you or by me?
Oh, it's... Let me wheel it over. Hold on, I'll just wheel it over.
Might need the big one today.
Yeah. Just spit in the floor.
I thought you said that was a mop bucket.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Sadly, double duty.
Sadly, we started with a strong hand, so...
Well, that's, I mean...
That's a personal preference.
That's a personal preference, yeah.
I guess the one thing was... You know, it didn't really... 8% alcohol, that's kind of unbelievable. You know,
didn't even see that. No. More when we return in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a summer of questionable decisions. And this summer, for this segment, we are putting head-to-head Jimmy Juice and Mom Water. So right before the break, we had our first Jimmy Juice, the classic orange fizzy. Now, my fine brethren, what would you pair food-wise with the orange fizzy?
I think it would go really great with a gas station roller food buffet. I think you get multiple roller.
I mean, they're really good taquitos.
Yeah, they're really good taquitos.
The ones from 10 a.m.
That's right. You just got it.
Sitting there on the roller all day.
That's right. But maybe the hot dog that's been there for 6 hours. So it's got that patina on it, I think.
Cool.
I think that crispness.
Well, I think that salty taquito would help offset some of that sweetness on the Jimmy Juice.
I like Sparky's nice plan of you're just actually compounding, one set of chemicals with another set of chemicals.
They neutralize each other. It just cuts.
Listen, Mike.
Do you call that balance? Is that
Mike, Sparky? Mike, I'm going to remind you again, Jimmy Juice is natural flavors.
Yeah.
Okay. Right,
natural chemicals. I would have chosen probably a jalapeno laced brat off the grill.
Oh, nice!
You need something with heat to counteract the sugars in this.
Yeah, balance out that sweetness.
A good tasty brat that has probably been infused with jalapeno. I think that's the right stuff.
Oh. All right, we're going from tasty brats to tasty broads. What's their first mom water?
I think after you finish your sixth Jimmy John's, Jimmy Juice.
Yeah. You could have Jimmy John's with your Jimmy Juice.
After you finished your fourth or fifth one of those and your third broad, I think all will be right.
Oof. Okay. So. Well, let's get to Susan. Let's talk about Susan, who is the sweetheart.
Oh, I love your blouse.
Yes. Strawberry kiwi flavored mom water and is kind, passionate, candid, and before you know it, your new best friend. That is the sweetheart mom.
Oh, and they match your shoes.
So no color. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Oh.
Holy crap. Okay. This is... Is there something in my cup?
No.
Like what?
I think I would pair this with carbonation.
This is just I think it's water.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. There is no carb, but it's weird because like there's
water.
Yeah. Well, but no, but it's a heavy water. Like, it's not water.
Yeah, it reminds me of some of those.
It's a heavy water.
Like some of the seltzers my wife drinks, but she left it open on the counter and it's flat.
Yeah.
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 With booze.
I think this is literally like you would grab a glass that you use for something else and you thought you rinsed it out and then you put water into it. And all you're doing is just picking up the residue of the former beverage
that was in there. Yeah.
That's this because it is just so muted and it is so washed out. You could tell me this is any flavor because you can barely taste anything.
No, because usually you count on that carbonation to make the flavors pop. I think I would pair this with antidepressants.
I think it would be
postpartum.
Okay.
I don't
Susan's
understand.
Going through some stuff.
I think I would pour more vodka into this.
I just think this is what you drink when you're clearly you've given up on flavor and life. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know what application I would use this for. I don't.
Maybe you could mix this with the Jimmy Juice.
Okay.
Oof. Double down.
Sure.
Why are you gonna the pig hair stuff?
Dilute the sweetness.
Yeah. Cut it with more booze and a faint, mysterious flavor.
I think we're exponentially headed in the wrong direction. Yeah.
or the right.
Two wrongs do not make a right.
I don't know. Maybe.
You accelerate the mass into the wall.
Maybe Susan wants to be the party girl.
Make a mark on there, but you know, they broke through.
Let's throw the feces into the oscillator, as they say.
Wow. Okay.
Harold,
so
I told you to put on that boy.
Okay. Susan, the sweetheart, she's getting a one.
Yeah. Where's the juice?
Do better, Susan.
Yeah. Okay. Going back to Jimmy, we're now doing the cranberry citrus fizzy. So is this holiday in a can?
No, but again, a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
No, this feels like a Thanksgiving preparation, you know?
Thanksgiving preparation H?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say.
Well, you start, so what you would do, so you're pre-gaming Thanksgiving, you start drinking these in the middle of October.
Yeah.
And so you're drinking these for like 4 weeks.
While you're waiting for the turkey to thaw.
While you're waiting to see the list of relatives that you have to tolerate.
Y'all, these are so sugary. And there's so much booze. Can you imagine the hangover that you're going to get after? Yeah, the natural hangover that you're going to get after this.
Oh,
I would pair this with L-tryptan for the invariable migraine that you're going to get post-hangover.
Especially if you're doing this while you're out on the creek tubing or whatever it is they're talking about, like out in the sun all day.
Can you have an accident in a tube? Is there like a TUI that you can...
Honestly, what guy is going to drink something this sweet? Like, isn't this more of a girl's drink? I'm so confused.
I think it's somebody that's no, lost like,
do you know
identity.
What I mean?
Yeah, I don't.
What's happened with Nancy or Jimmy? You know, he's just.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the world of canned cocktails is like all over the place. Yeah. When I was up in. Michigan this last week, they have four shopping carts full of clearanced canned beverages they're just getting rid of. $1 a can, I figured I could just take them back to Nashville and become an entrepreneur on Broadway.
But
like, I feel like there's just like, it started out like the canned cocktail scene started out somewhat sedate. I think we are now officially off the reservation. I feel like we've gone full wild card on this.
Maybe.
I think they've just, yeah.
Well, I will say that they did nail at least the profile of saying cranberry citrus. So, yes, I can buy there's cranberry juice flavoring in there and maybe some sweet orange like Valencia. So, I think they at least matched the name of the flavor.
I think there was more orange in this than there was in the orange fizzy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. The orange fizzy tasted more like lemonade to me. but really low carbonation. That was one thing that, you know, kind of caught me here, but
yeah,
I'm going to say this would be really great if you poured this into an entire bottle of vodka.
Well, it's interesting because on the can, it says, best poured over ice, which I don't think I've ever done with a canned cocktail before.
Negative. So, I don't think that would help though.
No, I don't.
Like what's what's the point of a canned cocktail if you have to pour it on ice? Like,
that's
a,
yeah.
To make it look like a even more bougier cocktail. I don't know.
I swear it's a rum runner. Yeah. You must believe me.
Sounded good in the marketing meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are going to rate the cranberry citrus fizzy a 2. And to get us started then, we're going to move to Nancy, the party mom. She is pineapple orange flavored party mom, and she is chatty, ambitious, and sincere.
I love your hat so much.
Yeah. Nancy's your girl. We'll be back in a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is a summer questionable decisions, and we are putting the Jimmy Juice against the mom water.
I don't know who bought this stuff, but they should be shot.
Okay. Right before the break, we started talking about Nancy, the party mom. This is a pineapple orange flavored mom water.
No, 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 no.
So it tastes like Crystal Light, but you didn't put enough Crystal Light in the beverage.
You need some crystal meth for this, maybe.
Yeah. Like
the first thing this reminded me of was cucumber water.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes!
You know, that you would typically see, you know, at a hotel reception area. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Or maybe at a health spa or something like that. It's definitely very forward, you know, with cucumber more so than any other fruit.
Which flavor is this one again?
Well, this is supposed to be Nancy the Party Mom, which is pineapple orange. And
so
this is cucumber all day long with maybe a hint of orange. But
Dave, Mike, you just nailed it because it's 100%. That is like what I was grasping with all these mom waters. It is the hotel mystery hit of fruit or at the spa.
Oh, this will make your skin glow.
Right. Like that, but somebody dropped a fifth of vodka in it at the same. Maybe it already has that.
Not, more like a pint.
A pint. Yeah, okay.
So is this for moms who like want to, like, oh, I'm just drinking canned water and stuff. And then, oh, it's got.
Shh, that's my secret.
That has some mommy's juice in it.
But there's not even enough vodka to like kind of make the flavor worth it.
Well, I definitely know that there were a lot of young moms that I would see that they would be using their Stanley cups, and it would be half filled with vodka and half filled with some zero beverage, you know, zero calorie flavoring of some kind.
This is the premix.
Actually, I know somebody that uses the Mimo packs that you actually squirt the flavor in the vodka. Okay. You know, this kind of reminds me of, you know, something down that process. Wow. A lot of water.
Okay. I'm not that girl.
Yeah.
Me neither. Don't have to be that girl.
I'm no.
Don't feel any pressure.
But hey, you'd be welcome at the party, girl.
Mike, what would you? What kind of party?
Pair with this?
What kind of party would you take this Nancy to?
I would take it to the liquor store and buy a bottle of vodka and pour it in there.
You know? Actually, I would pour this out and then pour the vodka into the.
Yeah, and I would tell everybody that I'm having a mom water, but I'm really just drinking straight.
Maybe have some stepmom water. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No offense to Nancy, but we're rating her a one. And I think if we could go lower.
Oh, I say all offense to Nancy.
Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Oh, my God.
Back to the Jimmy. The next Jimmy up for bids is going to be the juicy pineapple fizzy.
This reminds me of those, is it Jarritos or Jarritos, whatever you pronounce that, those bottled sodas that you see at
that have Jarritos. Like the real cane sugar
that is this, and I assume there's alcohol in it once you get past the sugar.
This is like Jarritos with a little bit of
super fizzy.
It definitely goes down the pipe of a pre-mixed margarita that's just heavily watered now. That's how I would describe this.
You know what, though?
It's in dire need of a lime.
It's very interesting that we are, like, when you go from Jimmy Juice to Mom Water, like, the...
Oh, it's flavor and no flavor.
Yeah. The extreme ends of the...
Yeah, tons of fizziness and flavor and sugar to... We put a lime and we waved it in front of... this thing of vodka water that was sitting out all overnight, and that's it.
I once got tortured with a pre-mixed margarita that came out of a box that was sold at a big box retailer, and I was stuck in a coastal area where, I mean, it was like, okay, your choices are this or nothing. And we ended up buying two of those boxes, and it tasted just like this, you know? It tasted like something that had been made in Iowa and shipped down to torture other people.
Did it have booze in it, or was it a premix?
It was a premix with vodka in it, and it probably had like less than a half a pint of, you know, vodka in it itself. And
was it like Hangover City?
No, it was more like, who decided to buy this? I was think that was what, you know, tended to rule a lot more of the conversation more than anything else. Yeah. So I definitely in the lineup of I would say, please don't torture yourself with this.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. This is okay.
Definitely not good.
Okay. So the Jimmy Pineapple, we are rating a one.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say that he's the worst of the bunch so far.
Buy the Cuervo pre-made and call it a day.
Wasn't that a Steely Dan song?
Yes. Okay, let's move on to Kathy, who is the mom of all trades. Kathy is blackberry lime flavored mom water. She is named after one of the mom's water founders, Mom.
Okay, I don't want to disclose too much about myself, but this tastes like Play-Doh. I don't know if you've ever eaten Play-Doh. That probably says a lot about me.
Which color?
That's a good question, because there aren't.
Did you go for the green or the red?
I feel like it was. I think it was green.
Or did you smash them together or create like a sandwich?
A melange.
Like a Play-Doh sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have that Play-Doh thing where you can make a burger?
Well, it's part of the fun food factory.
Yeah. You were part of the product liability, you know, clinical case. It was like you had to eat at least 2.5 ounces of Play-Doh every day, and they would check your metabolic standards. Now, if your left pinky turned green, then that was the indicator that, you know, there is the dye traveling through your brain.
If your left pinky turned green, I'm pretty sure that's the...
I'm not getting blackberry lime out of this.
I think it actually breaks the...
I'm getting no...
brain blood.
Is there any real flavor in this?
No. This is...
Play-Doh.
Yeah, I hate to say it. That was...
This was the time I ate the Play-Doh Fun Factory hamburger. Yeah.
Okay, and this is an ode to somebody's mom?
We're really sorry, Kathy.
You should have been a better mother.
We know your kids loved you more than this.
I don't think
it's not about you or your mom. It's about what's in the cup. And yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We're going to let you enjoy that.
At the end of the day, though, at 4.5%, 90 calories, no sugar, no carb, how much could you really love your mom? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. This was a very sterile. This is like a non-hugging family mom.
Probably.
Midwestern. Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Probably. They're very cold.
Oh, oh, you scratch your knee, walk it off.
Yeah.
Stop crying, you wiener.
Oh, boy.
Go get another job. You'll be fine.
Okay. Hmm. Well, now, okay,
well, we're going. Hold on. We got to rate
Kathy. We did. We did. Rated it a one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think we should reiterate that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
the one thing.
Where was the blackberry?
I will say that's good about these mom waters.
Where's the lime?
They make a pretty decent palate cleanser, though. Like the Jimmy juice is like really sweet.
Okay, gotcha.
And all this stuff.
We're on an adventure.
We are.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Flavor Town. No, you're not. Flavor Town. No, you're not.
Okay, speaking of Flavor Town, we're going to a Jimmy Blanco Ginger Fizzy that is made with tequila this time. So Arriba. There's that. Are you okay?
Yep, just, you know, there's a battle being fought in my stomach now, and I'm hoping this ginger will help to soothe that, because that's what ginger does.
It does. It soothes as it goes down. And okay, tequila and ginger, they go well together, right?
No. I usually do like rum and ginger soda, like a Moscow Mule or a vodka mule.
Yeah.
It is just so sweet. You can't even get to anything.
I don't get any tequila out of this.
No.
Do you?
It's buried.
I mean, it could be something.
This tastes like a trip to Flavor Town, you know?
I mean, it's definitely got the ginger,
a trip to Flavor Man, where you go to create these, you know, taste profiles.
And again, what guy wants something so sweet?
What guy wants to drink something called Jimmy Juice?
That's because it's marketed to teenagers.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Oops.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a summer of questionable decisions, and what we are doing is we are pitting head-to-head Jimmy Juice versus Mom Water. And so far,
nobody wins.
Nobody wins, but I think the Jimmy Juice is winning in terms of...
It just has flavor.
I think the Russians are winning right now. Yeah, I think
so. We're having the ginger fizzy Blanco made with tequila.
Blanco ginger fizzy.
We just declared it's so sweet you can't taste anything, you know.
I will say that the ginger has like a nice ginger burn. It's not like ginger beer.
That's
there is warmth.
It's barely there.
There's warmth.
But it's there. It's
there. Lots of sugar and then some sort of alcohol that may or may not be tequila.
So I'll say this. Jimmy Juice may not be good. All right. But it makes me feel something.
Kind of like feels like he's completed the first step of therapy.
It really did. It's
like a statement, a personal statement.
May not be good.
The mom water just
dragged it out.
The mom water just leaves me empty inside.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. Yeah.
That's.
It's like I might as well just drink water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but right now we're focusing on the Blanco ginger fizzy.
I just think, you know, strapping ginger, you know, with tequila is just a step in the wrong direction. There's a good reason why you don't see a base of really famous cocktails that combine those two, because they just the ginger beer or ginger ale, or is this just going to overpower whatever mezcal spirit you're having?
Yeah, let's make a mezcal raspberry cocktail. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Wow.
Okay. All right.
No, the scotch and raspberry is the only way to do
it. Feeling some measure of revenge coming on all of a sudden.
Yeah, Isla scotch and raspberries. I bet that's going to be.
Okay. We're done. Yes. Okay. The Blanco Ginger Fizzy from Jimmy Juice, we are going to rate a 2.
Something's got to be a 3. I mean, we've got to break the barrier by the end of the show.
But if you go and
grab a bottle of vodka, I can make these a 3.
Okay, let's get to Mary. Mary is the realist. She is an apple melon flavored mom water. She is named after one of Mom Water founder's mom.
I didn't see that one coming.
This definitely reminds me of a similar, it's honeydew melon water. Yeah. You know, I've walked into some spas or they're like have scooped, you know, balls of honeydew melon and thrown them into a.
I feel like Mike has spent a lot more time in spas.
Well, and there definitely have been some balls floating in this water. I feel like.
Oh, really? It's
definitely. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Sparky. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Again, it's just, it is so washed out.
It's very titillating.
It's just, wow. You know, there's just nothing there at the end of the day.
I feel like it's just plain water, but you looked out the window and saw a cantaloupe.
Well, I keep going back to what Mike said earlier, and it's like, you grabbed a cup and poured some water and the cup just wasn't clean.
Correct. You
know? Yeah.
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 So I am thinking about, you know, when I'm watching people choose these beverages, they seem to be what I would describe as peer-based decision-making. There's not anybody that is going to usually make a decision to buy these of their own accord. They're buying them because Nancy bought them. They're buying them because Lisa bought them. They're buying them because their besties are going to be at that event.
Hey,
and
listen,
they want to be seen drinking the same thing because we're friends.
I have another scenario.
All right.
Yeah.
These are hostage beverages. The pool that you went to only had mom water or, I don't know, Corona Light. Like, those are your only two beverage choices.
So it's your 30,000 foot, you know, beverage of choice.
I think.
Okay.
Here's my thing: is I think women buy these because they have friends.
Off the entire gender there. Well, I like that.
I mean, I guess
it. Way to go, Dave.
I guess there are some guys who are buying mom water. I mean, I bought it. You know.
Hey.
Questionable.
What kind of mom water do you have?
If you have a friend whose name is Linda. Or you have a friend whose name is Kathy, or your circle of friends, you have women who are named these different things. And now you get to judge how each of your friends taste.
I just want...
Oh, that's
without gross. Tasting your friends.
I just want a brewery. I want a brewery to come up with dad water. And I want
there is a dad water.
I want it to be barley wine.
They have dad waters. Yes. They're made with tequila.
Right.
But I think for the brewery, I agree with you. I think you'd have to call it like daddy water, you know, call me daddy. Yeah.
Yeah. I just, you know, I think that's something that, you know, when I look at people buying RTDs and especially a lot of these, you know, low calorie, zero calorie, you know, experiments with RTDs, I think that's what I really want to crawl into the conversation is going, why are you buying this? You know, what's really driving your decision around this? Obviously, it's not about our conversation here on this episode. But, you know, what kind of drew you in? Was it you were just in a groupthink, you know, decisioning and this is your passage, you know, for being in the group is that you have to drink the same crappy beverages your friends are?
But I think it goes along the... So, like, you know, there are some beers that come out that are 90 calories and they're zero carb, you know, low number of carbs or whatever. And if the major selling point or one of the big selling points of any beverage is we have this many calories and this many carbs or whatever, then you're taking flavor, you're pushing flavor to the back of the conversation right away.
Yeah.
Because if that's not, if
that's flavor, never going to be the priority.
If flavor is not number one, like I want something that tastes the way this way. If you're thinking, I want, 90 calories, I could drink, six of these or whatever, then you have to set flavor to the side. And I think that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
what are we going to rate this one?
Oh, you know what it is.
Yeah, it's a one.
We're going to drag the mom water all the way out, you know, for sure.
Okay.
Well, you know, I think probably the way that I would encourage, you know, people to approach these products is go get a large container, pull it full of vodka and stick your favorite fruit into it, or just buy flavored vodka, you know?
Yeah.
I think you're stepping down that path.
And make some like, hunch
the only
punch.
Difference is how much ice you're adding to this. So, you know, it's like, look, if you just want to cut it in half, pour it in a container with 50% ice. There you go. You're going to come out, you know, with something that's probably going to be better, more flavorful, and have the desired effect I think you're looking for. Because I'm telling you, you'd probably have to drink like, you know, eight of these cans to feel anything. So.
Well, and the convenience of this just doesn't beat what it was back in the day when you would take a bottle of vodka and stick it in a watermelon and let it simmer, you know, for a while. But anyways, well, that's going to do it for today. What a great episode. Good boy, Mike. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this episode of Sip, Size, and Smokes. I'm going to ask you to come back, join us for another exciting episode, and I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good boy, Sparky. Thanks for being here.
It was great to be here. Are we revisiting Boone's Farm anytime soon?
We don't have any more.
Maybe. Good boy, Dave.
Bye.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chugging and catch you next time.
Oh, there's a blue one.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.